This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 863. Is body positivity a dangerous idea? Part 1 by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Wednesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. Now, today's author has actually rebranded his site. You might remember it being McLeod Consulting Services. Matt has now pared it down to simply his name, mattmcleod.org. That's spelled mattmcleod.org. Now, I realize it's the middle of the week, so you may need that little inspiration to get through the next couple of days, so here's a quote for you. To be successful, all you need is the plan, the roadmap, and the courage to press on to your destination. Earl Nightingale. Oh, and don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com. What's great is if you do, you make me super happy because I love listening to and answering your questions. But more than that, you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. But for now, let's get to part one of today's post and start optimizing your life. Is body positivity a dangerous idea? Part one by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. Many of you hearing this right now probably have an Instagram. I want you to open up to your newsfeed right now if you're not driving and give it a solid scroll for maybe a minute or two and find a picture of some pretty girl or handsome dude with a decent amount of followers. Open up the comments section. What is one of the most common comments you usually see? Can I be you? Or another one could possibly be goals. I'm sure you could probably think of a few more to add to this list. You may be thinking of the direction I'm about to take this article, one that bashes these people for commenting on these on a regular basis. Well, you're both right and wrong. You're right because I do think comments like these are ridiculous and can be pretty annoying after seeing them on every person's Instagram posts. I believe every single person in the world should be their absolute biggest fan and not wish to be anyone but themselves. You are wrong because I'm empathetic to the fact that most of these comments are not really all that serious and are usually just a simple compliment amongst friends on social media. It's likely not all about this person wanting to become someone else. Or is it? I'm not in the position to realistically answer this question, but it is definitely something I want you to think about if you are one of those people constantly looking through your newsfeed wishing you could be someone else. My main issue with these comments are not the comments themselves, but the underlying principle behind them. Comparing yourself to others. Before you think this is going to be some long-winded explanation or plea for you to love yourself and love the body you're in and don't let anyone else define you but you, please keep listening. This is not going to be about self-love and it's not going to be all flowery because I don't agree with many of those posts. Many, not all, of those posts are unoriginal, short-term, motivational band-aids that don't fix the root of the problem. I do believe people should love themselves, as I just stated about being your own biggest fan, but I also think people should be realistic. What do I mean? As a coach in the fitness industry and as a human being living in a generation where obesity is at an all-time high, I think people who spread these flowery messages can actually be hurting the mindsets of those who are obese, overweight, underweight, you name it. I think this exaggerated idea of body positivity can be harmful to those who hear these messages of love your body no matter what shape or size, because there are people who are clinically at risk for many diseases and or nutritional deficiencies later on down the road due to their excess body fat or extreme lack of body fat. Think of it like this. How much outrage would there be if these same people who preached about loving yourself no matter what switched their focus to saying these same things about people who smoke cigarettes? Your lung disease doesn't define who you are. Do you see how this can be a very dangerous idea to spread to people who aren't really all that knowledgeable about the potential health risks of being overweight and obese? I'm not trying to make light of these serious issues like obesity, smoking, and body image, but instead, trying to make you open your mind to some of these messages we, as a society, can be spreading amongst people who are trying to get healthier. Empowerment, self-confidence, and respecting all people are characteristics that I'm very passionate about spreading and instilling into others. But I think it is important to make sure the methods of doing so are backed with responsibility to the true issues at the forefront. There are many movements, campaigns, and communities that spread body positivity by loving your body through eating healthier and exercising more, which I think is really awesome. The ones that aren't so awesome are the ones that encourage ignoring excessive weight gain or excessive weight loss and not worrying about how overweight or underweight you are. This is not empowering others to love themselves, but this may be a delusion to serious health risks involved. The great thing about science is that it is true whether you believe in it or not. When your triglycerides, blood glucose, and cholesterol levels are all outside of the normal ranges, no amount of belief will cause you to become healthier. Taking progressive steps towards a healthier lifestyle will. Real world example. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "Is Body Positivity a Dangerous Idea?" by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There have been more recent studies that are finding that those that maybe carry a bit more weight can be just as healthy as those who are of normal weight. And so there is some truth to this health at every size movement. But Matt's point isn't that. What he's trying to say is we don't want to make excuses. We don't want to stop ourselves from reaching our truest potential. What he's trying to say is, even though, let's say, your numbers are off, let's say your labs don't look all that great, we don't want to use the excuse that, oh, I'm fine just the way I am. Instead, he's advising, go ahead and take action to be the best self you can be, to improve those numbers. So he just doesn't want us to take this idea of body positivity too far, to the point where it leads to inaction, where we can't become the best version of ourselves, where we don't end up reaching our full potential. But more on this tomorrow. So that does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And again, I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.